Information discussed in this podcast may be sensitive in nature to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Jason Washington spent the majority of his life in the St. Louis, Missouri area. As he became a father, however, he began to think about finding a place to raise the children where they could be safe and have access to better education. Jason and his family, which included 8 children, would relocate to Columbia, Missouri. Columbia sits about halfway in between St. Louis and Kansas City and was about 125 miles from St. Louis. Jason hoped this would be a better place for his children. In the summer of 2022, Jason experienced a medical emergency. He had a seizure. When he came out of the seizure, he didn't recognize those around him at first. This was a scary event, not just for Jason, but for his wife and children as well. He was put on medication, and he seemed to be managing things okay for the next few months. The morning of October 15th, 2022, after his wife left, Jason suffered another seizure. He called his wife to tell her and said that if he wasn't feeling well soon, he was going to take the young children to a relative's house. Jason did end up taking his kids that morning. Around 1:30 p.m., while at home with his stepson, Jason suffered another seizure. When he came to, he didn't recognize where he was or who his stepson was. He was confused and he was scared, and he soon walked out of the apartment. He walked down the road, passing the nearby middle school, and he vanished into thin air. No one has seen or heard from Jason since. Where is Jason Washington? Hello, and welcome back to the Where Are They podcast and another unsolved missing persons case. A lot of the cases I cover don't have a lot of information out there about them. Some of them have more than others, of course, but the story of Jason Washington has received far, far too little media attention, in my opinion. And this is definitely a case where the more people out there looking for Jason, or even just keeping their eyes open, the better. He is somewhere out there. This man walked away from his home in broad daylight and vanished. The urgency should have also been placed on this case, especially in the early days of his disappearance, because of his medical condition. I'll have contact information and ways you can help at the end of the show, so stay tuned for those details. Additional information can also be found in the show notes, as well as over on our social media. Please make sure you are following us over there for any news and case updates. Let's get right into Jason's story. Jason Washington was born on April 15, 1973. He grew up in the St. Louis, Missouri area, and we really don't know much about his life before his disappearance. He did go on to become a doting father to 8 children, and he was very involved in their lives. In fact, on the Facebook page his family set up for him, you can see many, many pictures of a smiling Jason, a beaming Jason, with his children. He truly looks like a man who loves his children and his family so much. Sometimes in the cases that we do have little information on, we also have very few pictures. Sometimes just one, possibly driver's license photo or grainy photo, but really not a lot to show who the person was before their disappearance. But there are so many of Jason with his kids on that Facebook page, and as they say, a picture is worth 1,000 words. Raising kids in St. Louis isn't always easy, however, and Jason wanted to give his kids a better education. In 2022, the family made the move from St. Louis to Columbia, Missouri. Columbia is about a two-hour drive to the west, and it sits right in between St. Louis and Kansas City. We'll talk a little bit more about that area shortly, but Jason and his family were excited to settle down and provide, hopefully, better opportunities for their children. In the summer of 2022, Jason had a medical episode. He had a seizure, and the seizure was intense, and when Jason came to, he didn't recognize his family around him or even his whereabouts. He was very disoriented and he was confused. His family, of course, panicked, and Jason began getting care from a doctor. His memory came back and Jason was put on regular seizure medication. And for a while, things were going well. The disappearance. The morning of October 15th, 2022 was a fairly normal-ish Saturday morning at first. Around 9:30 a.m., Jason suffered a seizure. After, he called his wife and told her what happened and said that if he wasn't feeling better soon, he was going to take their younger children, who were home with him at the time, to a relative's house. And Jason did end up taking the children to someone's house that morning. He must have really recognized he was not well, and frankly, he made the right choice. Around 1:30 p.m., Jason suffered another seizure, although this one seemed to be much worse than the first one. Jason's stepson was home with him at the time, and he said that when Jason came to, Jason didn't even recognize his own stepson. Jason was also acting confused and very disoriented. What that means exactly, I don't know, but we do know that shortly after this last seizure, still unaware of where he was, Jason walked out of their apartment and started walking down the street. The events following his disappearance are unclear, at least the timeline part. However, when Jason didn't return home and his family couldn't find him, authorities were called in to help and Jason was officially reported as missing. Jason, not being from that area, may have been lost and probably in need of medical attention. He left the house with no belongings, no medication, pretty much just the clothes on his back. The search. It seemed law enforcement did take the report right away, but how much effort they put into the search for Jason will be disputed. He had just had a medical episode, so the urgency to search for Jason should have been there. He also left the house with, again, just the clothes on his back. He left behind all of his medication, which was crucial for him to manage his seizures. Physical searches of the area didn't turn up any signs of Jason. They knew the approximate direction he walked in, and they began searching for any surveillance footage, any businesses or homes nearby that might have had cameras. And they did find one camera that caught him walking by. It was the camera at the West Middle School in Columbia, just across from their apartment, really. And the video shows Jason walking by shortly after the seizure happened. He is alone, and he isn't carrying anything. He has a blank look on his face, a look which his family member described as very disoriented. Jason simply walks by the camera and then out of sight, and this would be the last official sighting of Jason Washington. It doesn't provide many clues, but it is helpful to know which direction Jason was continuing to walk in, and it clearly shows what he was wearing at the time, gray pants and a gray long-sleeve shirt with red shoes. At this time, law enforcement did put out a plea to the public for help in locating Jason. They now had a photo they could show, which was helpful, showing exactly what he looked like at that moment. And they figured somebody had to see this man walking through town. A silver alert was not issued for Jason because he didn't fit the criteria in Missouri. The criteria for issuing a silver alert varies from state to state. And in Missouri, the missing person must be over the age of 60. Some states do allow for silver alerts for cognitively impaired people of any age. However, Missouri at this time wasn't one of them. The public brought forth a few possible sightings of Jason, but none of them turned into anything. Jason's wife, Tametra, turned to social media to help raise awareness in the local area. She used the Nextdoor app, she created a Facebook page for Jason, and she went around town with flyers, talking to anyone and everyone she could. Jason's kids were devastated without their father around, and his disappearance didn't make any sense to anyone. Clearly, he walked away in a medical emergency, but where did he go, and why was he unable to be found? Columbia, Missouri. Columbia, Missouri is located in the middle of the state. The population is currently just over 120,000 residents, and it is listed as Missouri's fourth fastest growing city. The city of Columbia is located between two very major cities, St. Louis on the eastern border of the state, and the city of Kansas City, which sits on the western border of the state. All three of these cities are connected by Interstate 70. You can almost draw a straight line from one to the other. Columbia is also known for being the home of the University of Missouri, also known as Mizzou, and it's a fairly busy, populated area. Jason and Tametra moved to Columbia to give a better life to their children. They felt the education would be better in Columbia, and the family made that decision to make that move. But Jason wasn't as familiar with this area as he was with his hometown of St. Louis. The concern of him being lost, in addition to needing medical help, grew substantially each day that Jason was missing. Specifically, Jason lived at the Columbia Square townhome apartments off of West Worley Street in the northwest area of Columbia. Since Jason was seen on the surveillance camera for the middle school on Clinks Scales Road, we know that he left his apartment, he turned left on West Worley, and the school is almost right there on the corner of West Worley and Clinks Scales Road. And since the camera noted that he was seen on Clinks Scales Road, we can say that he turned right onto Clinkscales, taking him right by the school. From there, he would have come upon Lowe's Road to the left, which is mostly a residential, and it ends at a small park. This park isn't very big, and it is surrounded by homes. There is no water source at this park either. If he didn't turn down Lowe's Road and instead kept going down Clinkscales, he would have run into more of a residential commercial area. Some houses and some businesses, including a large fitness center, grocery store, and a church, and many, many houses, and even more apartment complexes. How can someone vanish in such an area in broad daylight? And if he looked confused and disoriented, you'd think that someone would have noticed. Not a lot of heavily wooded areas where someone or even a body could be disguised for any length of time, especially with searches happening for Jason. Now, there isn't any talk about using drones or search dogs to look for Jason, so I'm not sure if any of those happened, although that certainly could have been helpful. There are a few small bodies of water nearby, including a pond just down from Again Park, which was near the middle school. And this pond sits behind Lake Broadway townhomes and on the other side, some office buildings. It's not exactly secluded, but it is a pond nonetheless. A little further south, there is another pond. And this one does look to be surrounded completely by trees. Not exactly dense woods, I would say, but it could be concealed in some areas, possibly. I wonder if any of these ponds or any others in the nearby area were checked. If Jason had a medical emergency and fell into a pond or had an accident in the water, that might explain why he hadn't been seen. Now, about 12 miles to the west is the Missouri River. The Missouri River flows from Montana to St. Louis, where it then empties into the Mississippi River. It is technically the longest river in the United States. And this river is about 12 miles from where Jason was last seen. It's a pretty substantial river, and it could be considered dangerous in some areas. Is it possible Jason could have walked that far and had an accident? The distance is walkable, but I'd have to think that someone would have seen him. Water sources always concern me in missing person cases. It's a place where a body can be concealed for quite some time, and when land searches have been exhausted, it remains one of the only other possibilities. While Columbia itself is definitely a populated city, it's very rural in outlying areas. How far did the search for Jason expand? How far could he have gone? Or is it possible Jason left the area, possibly taking a ride with someone? If that's the case, he could almost literally be anywhere. With his medical condition, his disappearance is extremely concerning and very confusing. How could he have stayed out of sight for this long? And if he doesn't remember who he is, he could be receiving help and care somewhere else, and they likely don't even know he's a missing person. The fire. 2 months after Jason vanished, the family was dealt another tragic blow. Their home at the Columbia Townhouse Apartments caught fire around 9:30 p.m., one December evening. Demetra was home with their children and a four-year-old grandchild at the time. At first, she thought it was a minor fire and she ran to get a fire extinguisher. But when she went face-to-face with the fire, however, she realized that this was out of her control. She immediately began rounding up her children and getting them out of the house. A few of the children were in upstairs bedrooms, and Demetra was unable to get to them. She hollered at them from the outside for them to jump from the second-story window, but they were too scared. Two children didn't make it out of the fire, Jason and Demetra's 7-year-old daughter and their 4-year-old granddaughter. These two were found upstairs, lying on the floor, holding each other. Just 2 months after losing Jason, they lost two beautiful little girls. Authorities never released much information regarding the fire. The only statement they made was that it began on the second floor of the home. Of course, many questioned if the fire was connected to Jason's disappearance in any way, but the overwhelming majority of reports have stated that it is most likely not. Without knowing what happened to Jason and without knowing for sure the cause of the fire, it's really hard to speculate anything. The family still continues to fight for media attention for Jason, and I think this case is one that definitely needs more eyes on it. Someone might have seen Jason the day he vanished, or even in the year and a half since he disappeared. There is a Facebook group set up for Jason. You can find that at Bring Jason Washington Home. Please go like and follow their page and show your support to the family. At one point, they did have a GoFundMe set up, but that has since been deactivated. If there are any other ways we can help the family, I'll be sure to share that over on social media. In the meantime, keep sharing Jason's story. Someone out there just might hold the key to solving this case. So what do you think happened to Jason Washington? Jason is described as a black male standing 6 foot tall and weighing around 135 to 150 pounds when he was last seen. It was said that he had recently lost a lot of weight. Jason did have a shaved head in October of 2022, and he has brown eyes. He was seen walking in Columbia, Missouri, and he was wearing a gray long-sleeve shirt, gray sweatpants, and red shoes. Jason's 51st birthday is fast approaching, and the family is desperate for answers on the whereabouts of their loved one. Jason suffers from seizures, and he needs medical care. If he did make it out of Columbia and is living somewhere else, he may have no memory of who he is, and he may be receiving care somewhere else. Anyone with any information on the whereabouts of Jason Washington is asked to contact the Columbia Police Department at 573-874-7652. Thank you for listening to Jason's story today. A family man who has left behind 8 children and grandchildren. There are a lot of people missing Jason, and Answers can certainly help this family move forward. Please make sure you are following us over on the socials. Any updates and news will be posted there first. You can find those links in the show notes, or always just by searching for the Where Are They podcast. Back episodes can also be found on our website as well. That is wherearethepodcast.com. We will continue to post ways to help families, and we also try to help them as much as possible, also financially. You can help us support them by joining us as a subscriber or over on Patreon. Patreon members do receive ad-free episodes and even some bonus episodes. Patreon members will also be receiving a free ebook. Our Patreon link is in the show notes. Case suggestions are always welcome. Also, I specifically seek out cases that need more media attention, either because they never really had any or because their case might just need that one more push right now. I generally don't cover higher profile cases because usually everyone else is. However, I do keep an eye on them, and if things die down, I might schedule an episode for them to help keep their names out there. If there are any cases at all that intrigue you, you can send me those messages over on the socials, or you can email me at canwefindthem@gmail.com. Thank you again for listening to Jason's story today. I really hope Jason is found soon and brought home one way or another to his family. We will be back again very soon with another unsolved missing persons case. And until then, stay safe and hug your loved ones.